It's time for Let's Chat with Rustite, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustite. Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustite. My name is Nick Russell. Now, today I want to continue on that path and I want to keep talking about productivity. So before I do that, I kind of want to lay out exactly where I work and how I get things done. So I actually live in an apartment that's the upstairs of an old Victorian style house. It's actually a really cool place, a lot of character. And if you're familiar with Windsor, it's in the Walkerville district. So it's the historic Walkerville, like Hiram Walker. It's in that area of the city. So great spot to be, great character for the apartment. And the cool thing is the way my apartment is laid out, it has a long hallway running from one end to the other, but at the front of the house, I have my bedroom, then I have the kitchen, then I have, it's a massive dining room, and the dining room is what I converted to make my office, which is perfect because I'm able to have a nice working area, my desk, a secondary desk. If I had somebody over working with me, we have each our own workspaces. And then on the other side of the office is my living room. Now, the cool thing is, when you sit at my desk, the wall my desk faces is the back of the house, which the living room is the next room on the other side of that wall. But the cool part is next to my desk is kind of the doorway that leads into the living room, and I have a straight view of my TV. Now, that's a good thing and a bad thing. Good thing is, if I'm working late and there's a Montreal game on or a Tigers game on, or even if I do work on a Sunday and there's a Lions game on, I'm able to see the TV. The downfall is it can be distracting. If you're watching TV, it can always be a distraction. So one of the things that I do is I'll put on a show like Suits. And for some reason, I don't know what it is about that show, but that show just kind of motivates me and it really pushes me for some reason. But I've seen the show over and over 1,000 times, so I don't have to watch it. It's mainly just there for background noise. Typically, though, what I do throughout the day is I'll have Spotify run through my Amazon Fire Stick. So I play whatever playlist I want, whether it's something like Pink Floyd or Zeppelin, or I get some tunes going while I work. So that's kind of how my office is set up. Now, as you can imagine, with all the other distractions from working at home, that could be a very big distraction. So if I don't have systems in place and I don't have ways to help me be productive, I could easily get distracted watching the game while I'm working or watching Suits or maybe even wanting to put on a show that I recorded the night before. Very rarely do I get to sit and watch a full show. You know, I've won, like, I love Flash and Arrow and all those types of shows. So if I get to miss that, I usually don't want to wait too long, so I watch it the next day. Or as I'm recording this, WandaVision is currently out. So if it's a Friday and I miss it, I could get distracted watching that on Friday during the day or Saturday while I'm working. Now, one of the things that really helped me get rid of all those distractions was using Todoist. And the cool thing about Todoist is, and I've actually explained this to colleagues and clients before, is Todoist for me is a project management tool. That's not just a to-do list. Because with that, you're able to create projects and then you can have sub-projects or boards. They kind of made it like a Trello type of a system if you want that look. So you can have sub-projects or boards, and then within each of those sub-projects, you can have all your tasks. So I like to look at the big picture. If I'm working on a project, I look at the entire project, plot everything out, and I create all the tasks, and they all have hard deadlines. So I create my goals, and with those goals, I have the deadlines, so I know exactly what I need to do, as well as for all of my routines. So for my routines, I want to do track all the data I need to track in the morning. I want to make sure that I'm engaging with my audience, my client's audience. I want to make sure that I do a whole list of things to start my day. And then whole list of things in the middle of the day that I need to do. Then a whole list of things before I shut everything down in the evening. So each of these routines has its own project. Or a project with sub-projects. Morning routine, afternoon and evening routines. So this helps me stay on track and see where I need. Now, with all of these tasks, you can create reminders. So you can get push notifications, email notifications, whatever works best for you. Now, I'm so set in the ways, and the routine is such a habit now, I don't need those reminders. But if you're just starting out, that's a really huge step to becoming more productive. Now, when I first used to do this, I'm not going to lie, it took me quite a while to get used to using Todoist, because I started back in 2018, and it was cool. I went back and looked at all the stats, because they send you a yearly update in how your year went. So I looked in 2018, and I only completed 1,835 tasks for the whole year of 2018. Now, I got a little bit better, started using it a little bit more in 2019, but still wasn't using it to its full potential. And I only did 5,861 tasks in 2019. Now, I committed in 2020 to really build it out and really use Todoist to help me run my business and stay productive at the same time. I went from 5,800 tasks in 2019 to 11,992 tasks last year. So just shy of 12,000 tasks from just shy of 6,000 tasks. So I doubled my productivity and how I use that system to really grow my business. So the really cool thing is, like, how it works is, if you have a project, say you're creating a funnel for your business. Now, there's a lot that goes into that. You want to make sure you create the funnel itself. You have to create a lead magnet if you want to collect leads. If you want a follow-up funnel and all the follow-up emails with that. So all these different parts to the funnel, you have to lay everything out. So what I'll do is I'll lay everything out with a sub-project. And then with each of those sub-projects, if I'm doing a follow-up sequence, okay, what's the first email? I'll create a task for that. What's the second email? Within there, I can set due dates, reminders if need be. I could add images if I need an image. And I could kind of write a little comment, kind of a brief note about what that's going to be. So when I look at it down the road, that's exactly what I had in mind when I created this whole system. Now, the other really cool thing about Todoist, if you're anything like me, I'm not a gamer by any means. I can't remember the last time I picked up I've got a PlayStation 3, so that's two PlayStations back now. We have the PlayStation 5, I believe. But I'm very competitive, and I do like gaming if I ever get a chance to game. But the cool thing with Todoist is they have what they call karma points. Now, with these points, every time you complete a task, every time you create one, every time you add a label, every time you do something within Todoist, you have you get a point, a specific point to in your in this karma point system. So you start out as a beginner, up to about 500 tasks, you're a beginner, and then are points. And then if you go to the next level, there's another range from 500 to a couple thousand. And it goes from novice to intermediate to professional, expert, master. And right now, I'm currently in the grandmaster part level of Todoist. I'm considered a grandmaster. So that's anywhere between 20,000 points and 50,000 points. So currently right now, I'm just shy of 37,000 points. So pretty close to getting that Enlightened level. And they actually do give you a couple rewards, like different themes and stuff for your apps. But that's nothing huge. It's just a little fun way to keep yourself productive. Now, with doing that, you have to be honest and not just create random stuff so you can check them off. As long as you're honest, it really works as a helps as a work with the system you have to stay more productive. So that's kind of all I really wanted to talk about today in this podcast, is kind of how I used to do this and what I used to do this for. So now the cool thing is, I want everybody to just give it a try, just to see if it worked, because it's helped me out tremendously. So I want to see if that helps you, because I know it could help everybody become more productive. Now, the cool thing is I could offer you 2 months of Todoist Premium for free. And I've been doing that for a while, and quite a few people have taken me up on that offer, and I'm very grateful for that. But that's just not enough. I just kind of want to take that next step. I kind of want to over-deliver, like Russell Brunson always says, and I want to give you an added bonus to give it a try. So not only am I going to give you 2 months of Todoist Premium for free, I want to give you 3 of my most used templates. And these templates are templates that I use every day. And it helps me be more productive, and it's helped my business grow. So not only am I going to give you these 3 templates for free, I want to give you 2 months of Todoist Premium for free. If you don't decide you don't like that, that's awesome. That's okay. It's not for everybody. And you could just cancel that at any point, and it's not going to cost anything. The cool thing, though, if you do want to keep going with Todoist Premium and you find that's really helped you create some systems and really upped your productivity game, you pay yearly, but it's only $4 a month. That's it, just $4 a month. You pay that up front once, and you're good to go for the whole year. So if that sounds cool, just head to info.rustechmedia.com/todoist. Just put in your name, your email. I will send you the 3 templates. And then from there, you can sign up for premium for the next 2 months for free. So again, just head over to info.rustechmedia.com/todoist. And it's all yours. Thanks for chatting with me this week, everybody. And we'll see you again next week. It's time for me to put my money where my mouth is and really up your productivity game. What am I talking about? I'm talking about getting Todoist Premium for free. If you click the link in the podcast description here or head to info.rustechmedia.com/Todoist, I'm going to give you Todoist Premium for free for the next 2 months. And I didn't think that was enough. I wanted to over-deliver. So not only are you going to get Todoist Premium for free for the next 2 months, I'm going to give you my 3 most used Todoist templates that help me stay productive in my everyday life as well as in my business. So once again, if you head to info.rustechmedia.com/Todoist, I'm going to give you 2 months of Todoist Premium for free, as well as 3 of my most used templates that help me stay productive in my life and in my business absolutely free. So again, click the link in the description of this podcast or head to info.rustechmedia.com/Todoist.